This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Really?
On occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, well. My God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
Text now if you'd like to go inside the warped female brain and Danielle will help. Or you can call on the new studio line, which is 617-764-9223. Here's a 508 text. Danielle, I met a girl out of town and we hit it off and have been in touch since. Mm-hmm. But even though she continues to talk to me, she is insinuating that she is still dating. Why would she still talk to me if that's what she is doing? We have a lot of good, long conversations. What does she want from me?
So you met her out of town?
Yes.
So it's probably a long-distance thing, I'm assuming. She's probably trying to see if there's any value to this before you guys move forward, I would guess. I mean, if she's dating, she's probably not going to stop dating for someone that she just started talking to who doesn't even live near her.
Right.
So maybe she wants to see if, I mean, you know, depends on who you are. For some people, the long conversations and the getting to know you stuff in the beginning of a relationship is very fun. But, you know, you have to see where those conversations go to see if you potentially have a future, if you're on the same wavelength, so to speak.
Here's a 978 text. My girlfriend really wants to get married.
Get in line.
We've been together for 2 years and have known each other for about 8 years. And the reason she says she wants to get married is because she doesn't think I'm serious about being with her. So she wants a ring to prove it. But I feel like she's rushing it and taking our relationship too fast. What do you think?
Everybody's different. Everyone has different reasons for getting engaged and whatnot. You know, I know someone who once proposed to their fiance basically to get that person off their back because they were nagging them about stuff.
Okay.
So I wouldn't propose just to propose just to make her happy. I would probably try to explain to her that, hey, you know what? I think you just need to have a timeline discussion. You need to reinforce to her all the ways in which you are serious. Come up with concrete examples, not just fluff, and say, you know, come up with a timeline together, something that's realistic for you and that will satisfy her as well. Because you sit there and you're going to say, well, I'm not ready yet, and then you don't give her anything, and then she gets pissy because she thinks the deadline is way past. So have a discussion together and see what you think is reasonable.
781 text. I have been seeing a woman who I haven't slept with yet. She is very sexual and flirtatious over the phone and through text.
Yeah.
However, when we are alone together, she shuts down. Mm. So much so that it makes me second guess myself on making a move. Mm-hmm. What is her
too.
Deal?
Many times people are confident in it's much easier to express things in text than it is in person, especially when it comes to sex stuff. Like, you can joke with somebody all day long and be like, hey, daddy, I would love if you would come home and take your little girl into bed and blah, 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 and all these creepy little things. But then, like, when the dude comes over and he's, like, looking at you, waiting for you to call him daddy, and you're like, meep, you have nothing to say. Just give it time. Make her comfortable. She's probably not at that point yet, especially if she's being very sexual via text. People feel that when it becomes actionable and they actually do things that they might be judged for it.
So
sometimes people like to go slow when it comes to the actual doing. Well, or maybe she's a tease.
Thank you. I was just going to go there. Before we got to the world of butthurt,
yeah,
she was called a tease.
Right, yeah, exactly.
978 text.
Daddy.
An ex-girlfriend of mine who is now married texted me yesterday saying that she hoped I still had feelings for her, even though she knows I'm in a healthy relationship and she is happily married. What's up with that?
Because bitches want to ruin everything. That's why. Can't just leave well enough alone and move on and enjoy your own relationship. I get it. I'd be curious to know what the timing is of these text messages and whether or not, I don't know, a nice Zinfandel blend was involved. That's like one of those things you go back to your phone the next morning and you like scroll, scroll, and you go to pull someone's name up to text them and you're like, oh, Christ, I texted you. What did I? Oh, no. Oh, no, I didn't say that, did I? Oh, God.
Here's a 774 text from a woman who wants to go inside the warped female brain, which is okay, as we have learned. Why do lesbians always flirt with me? Do they want to try to convert me to their side? Am I that sexy, or are they just playing games?
This might be one of those relax Studley Wonderball situations. They're just being nice. Yeah. You know, like this happens with straight women, too, whether they're straight or lesbian. If they're flirting with you, it might not be actual flirting. They might just be friendly flirting. Or you're just so amazing that, I don't know. And if they're let me see, they want me to convert them. Yeah, so it would be from a guy. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Maybe you're non-threatening.
What's that?
Maybe you're non-threatening.
She's non-threatening to the lesbian?
I read it when they said, do they want me to convert them back to the dark side? I felt like that was coming from a guy.
Maybe it is. I assumed it was from a woman. Why do lesbians always flirt with me? Do they want me to convert them back to the dark side? Am I that sexy, or are they just playing games?
Like, convert them back, right? That sounds like a guy to me.
Maybe it is.
But if it is a woman, maybe they're flirting with you because they're into you and they don't know whether or not you are a lesbian or bisexual.
Yeah.
You don't always know right off the bat what someone's sexual preference is.
Yeah.
So they may just be, hey, 50-50 shot. If it is a woman, you throw it out there. If she's interested and she is a lesbian as well, fantastic. If she's not, move it along, Sandra.
Here is James on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, James?
Yeah, I'm questioning on my female school friend. She hits me in my personal relationship, and kind of like
Can you turn your James? Can you turn your radio down? Sit down, James.
I am.
Give the microphone, James. Give the microphone back to the intern.
Please
sit down.
Sorry.
Sit.
Please.
Yeah. Sit down.
I am.
Go ahead.
Sitting now. I'm in
Go
the
ahead.
Car. I'm trying to say is my female school friend pretty much goes through a relationship dilemmas, involves me into them, and then when I've been hurt the same way, and she been rude to me and hung up on the call over the weekend.
Can anybody sort
call?
Through that?
I couldn't quite
Go
make
ahead.
It out.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I can't sort through that. Let's see. I was dating a girl, 978 text. I was dating a girl and treated her great. I brought her flowers, gave her space when she needed it, listened to her every word, and made sure to give it my all without being clingy. She recently broke up with me after cheating on me and started dating some dude with no job, and he's basically a dead end. Yeah. What is up with that?
That's women in a nutshell. This is the nice guy syndrome. You do all the right things. You're nice. You do everything that they complain about not having with their last relationship. You bring flowers. You take it to dinner. You compliment her. Everything's great. You're wonderful. And then they go. They leave you for some S bag.
So
I can't even wrap my head around that because
this is an important question to delve into for a second.
Yeah.
Do you want a nice guy, or do you want a jerk? Because it seems like a lot of you smokes. And you're a smoke.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
A lot of you smokes like the jerks.
Listen, here's the thing. It's very psychological, okay, in nature, and it goes deep. We want a nice guy. Our brains, our hearts, what we project. Our id, that very basic nature of ourselves that's been abused in the past by school and friends and ex-boyfriends and everything else, thrives on dysfunction. So you, even though you're like, I would love to have a nice guy and I want the house and the white picket fence and the white Audi and the driveway and the kids and everything's perfect and photo shoots and yay, all we know is trauma and you identify with trauma. So when you see someone that feeds into you and does the same things as your ex did, even though you don't outright want that, mm-hmm. it's all your brain knows. It's almost like an addiction. Like you know, you want to not be, whether it's food, drugs, alcohol, whatever. I'm not pigeonholing anything, but you know, there's something in your neural pathways that sends signals that's satisfying to your brain when you hook up with an a-hole.
Now, is this text true? It's a 339 text from a woman who says, "Sorry, Greg, but the jerks are usually hotter." Is that true?
I'd say like 4 out of 5 times.
It is.
Yeah, but that's a cockiness thing.
Yeah.
You know what?
So the nice guy.
Let's fade. Nice is forever.
Nice guys are just not as hot as the jerks. That's the fate of the nice man.
Yeah. It's a confidence thing. I'm hot, so I can be a jerk. You know?
You know, the nice guy's got to learn, you know, just for no reason whatsoever to throw a wrench into the mix on a Friday. Don't come home for, you know, you've been the greatest guy for like a year and a half.
Can't get away with that. Doesn't work for those guys.
Here's a text that says, being nice, this is from a woman also, being nice is fine, but you have to be good in the sack, and a lot of nice guys are also not good in the sack.
I don't know about that.
Don't nice guys try harder in the sack? I think we learned previously that fat guys try harder in the sack.
Because
they have to.
Yeah.
They have to work harder
right.
to try to keep
physically
a
and
smoke.
Literally.
But they last half as long because of the endurance thing and they're fat and they get out of breath. I mean, I'm talking from experience here. Got to take a rest.
Well, a lot of women are texting in about this. I don't know. 781 texter says 9 out of 10 hot people are complete idiots. I don't think it's 9 out of 10, but there may be some on both sides, certainly. I don't know. Let's see. Here's a text that says 100% right, Danielle. 617 text. I'm with a nice guy and I've never been happier. Well, here's somebody who says that the unfortunate thing about the hot jerks is that they cheat on you 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
92%. I wouldn't go full 100, but... See, the problem is the audience, right? If you have a male or female, we'll go either side. If you have someone that's not super hot, the audience is not there. There's less opportunity. They have to seek out someone to cheat with, usually, and put a little bit more effort into it. Whereas hot people throw themselves at them. And if they know that they're in a relationship or, God forbid, married and you go out with that ring on, you know, we talk sometimes about people who take their rings off to attract people. I think the ring is like, it makes people even more attractive to some people because they see it as a challenge.
Not everybody.
Well,
here's
now
a text.
We go back to the hot debate, sir.
Well, here's a text from a woman who says, I have found that most hot guys suck in bed.
Oh, because they don't think they have to try as hard.
They probably don't think they have to try to do anything. Yeah. Here's a 857 text with a question as we go inside the warped female brain. What is the best way to have a conversation with my wife about scheduling sex? Put it in your day planner.
Yes. You got that right, he'll die.
Okay, yes. Like BK would do.
Right.
Or I would do, but I don't know. Is that
just say, hey, we're really busy. We need some time to be intimate with each other. Might not sound sexy, but we need to make sex a priority. Let's put something on the books or send her like a Google iCal invite.
That's why they make fridge magnets.
Yeah.
Leave a note. Leave a note. Sex at 4:30.
I'd love to see how you misspell jackhammer with the fridge magnets, LB. Jackhammer. Hey, Annie. Jackhammer, 7 p.m. Thursday night. He shouldn't be worried about bringing that up and saying, I want to schedule it.
No. And again, you probably asked because you know there's going to be some pushback or you may have argued about this. I don't think you're just asking to ask. Mm-hmm. So if this has been an issue in the past, just explain to her nicely, hey, you're important to me. Sex is important to me. Being with you on an intimate level is important to me. I'd like to make this a priority between kids, work, jobs, house, all this other crap. We don't seem to be able to prioritize our own relationship, and I would like to do that. Make her feel fluffy and wonderful.
Here's a text from a woman, 617 text. It says, Danielle, am I right? Hot guys are the kings of the jackhammer. Now, I assume that means that they just jackhammer away and there's no, they're right to
yeah,
jackhammer.
Yeah, right.
No foreplay, no nothing. Is that,
yeah.
is that factual information?
Yeah, pretty much. They always think they're heading right into like some weird dirty porn. It's like, slow down, guy. I'd like a little bit of a storyline here. At least give me a second to get my panties off.
They're like all up at humping away like a dog or something on a
just,
fire hydrant.
Like, you got to kick them off.
Yeah.
Could you spend a little time on my boobs, please?
Anything.
Here's a 781 text that says, I don't like going to clubs or bars. Where else can a guy like me go to meet women?
No friggin' clue, because that's why I had trouble, you know, meeting somebody.
Why? Because you don't like going to bars and clubs
I don't like to
either.
Go out. And my schedule, like, I can't go into Boston to go hang out at the bar at Del Frisco's on a Wednesday night at 6:30 during, like, prime after-work pickup time, because it just ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it...
What about the Rotary Club? Is that a good place
nice
to pick
ladies
up chicks?
At the Rotary? Are there lady Rotarians?
I think, yes,
I
there,
think
are.
There are. Now. There are.
You want to date a married chick?
It's like the Scouts. They had to accept the ladies in the Rotary Club because the membership was down.
Activities are the answer, I feel
activities.
Like. Exactly. Sometimes if there are activities that you like to do, whether it's
skiing
or
boarding or
whatever, see if they're... It sounds cheesy, but I know a lot of people who have actually met people this way because they don't like to go to clubs and bars. They'll go out with like a social club or they'll go to a meetup for their favorite activity.
A texter says church.
Mm, nice girls go
I
to
guess
church.
You can go to ChristianMingle.com or something.
Right, right. You know, you can go to a nice wine and paint night.
You
can paint a nice landscape.
Yeah.
And then have some wine.
Pottery class.
Somebody nice with similar interests.
Sure.
Here's somebody who says the grocery store is a great place to meet women.
Yes.
You bet.
Really?
Yes, it is.
But do you meet women who are single there? Or
sure.
Is it like,
yeah.
Really?
It's all kinds.
Yeah. Is there a certain time?
I think the best time for you to go is Sunday morning at like 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30. What I always
aren't the
see,
smokes all hung over on Sunday
right.
mornings?
No.
I feel like the smokes would all be hung over on a Sunday yes. morning.
Sunday yoga or spin. Is a huge priority because they get to get on the waiting list and then they'll go to the grocery store. And I've often noticed many times Sunday morning is dad day at the supermarket. And it's either that's the day that dad got stuck or it's single dad and that's his weekend with the kid or kids. So they'll do the early morning Sunday grocery shop. A lot of guys there, a lot of women there. Might be a good option for you.
A texter says, go to a yoga class. Well, that's going to be somewhat suspicious if you've never done the hot yoga.
Right.
And you show up in your Speedo.
A little hot in here. Can we turn it down?
Yeesh.
I can't do my Savasanas.
I love when people make yoga seem like it's no big deal.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right? Yeah.
When you're paralyzed at the end of the class, right. you don't have energy to wheel a chick.
Funny.
All right. Let's see. Here's a 781 text that says, get involved in a local youth sports organization.
Oh,
lots
yeah.
of hot single moms there.
Yes, that's true, too. Just have a kid,
oh,
though.
My God.
Don't just randomly try to get involved with, like, you know, yeah. some whatever soccer club.
Here's a 617 text as we go inside the warped female brain. I told my girlfriend of 3 years yesterday morning that I didn't like her eyebrows, and now she hasn't spoken to me since.
Guy, you don't mess with the eyebrows. What's wrong with you?
What, is the eyebrows a big thing?
Dear. Oh, yeah. Eyebrows are life, man. They're
what?
They frame the windows to the soul. Yeah.
Who cares about eyebrows?
Not women. You, evidently.
Women
listen,
do.
Women
we
do.
They spend a lot of money on it.
As a man who was once called derisively a double zero a unibrow, who cares? So the eyebrows are really important
extremely,
to women. Never
but
bring.
It's a $1 billion industry. Mm. Literally, you yeah. have women that will have their eyebrows microbladed. You will have women that fill them in every day. You will have women that go on Instagram to find eyebrow tutorials.
Don't forget the weave.
Yeah.
Yeah, the eyebrow weaving.
Yes.
Yeah.
You also have women that will shave off their eyebrows and re-put them, like put them in a different spot on their face to make their eyes look bigger or whatever else, which is always freaky the first time you wake up with a broad who took her eyebrows off completely and you can't figure out what's different about you.
That's like when she woke up with a lady and she had taken her teeth out and put them in the Pepsodent or whatever.
You're late on that today. It's already past 8 o'clock.
It's not Pepsodent. What do they call that stuff that you drop? No, it's like a liquid thing. Is that what it is that they drop it into?
Don't look at me. I have no idea.
The dentures? Come on, Shu.
Don't know.
All right. It's 8:09. This is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. And we are in the middle of going inside the warped female brain. Here's a text asking why a woman she dated tattooed her eyebrows on. Mm. And is that a common thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Tattooing. Yeah. Now it's more people do microblading, which it used to be that you would tattoo and it would be a complete opaque brow shape. Microblading is individual strokes that mimic the appearance of actual eyebrow hairs. Highly recommend Brow Muse if you can get in with her. Mila, she's amazing. But it takes another step out of your routine in the morning so you don't have to fill in your eyebrows. Because, back in like the 90s, everybody tweezed their eyebrows to death because thin was in. Now nobody can grow them back, so they have to pencil them in. So instead of having to do that every single day, they're just getting them permanent makeup.
Do women change your eyebrows depending upon what they're wearing? Like if you're going to a wedding, do you do your eyebrows a certain way? Or do women like with the tattoo thing, is it because it's exactly the same every time?
Some people, because it's exactly the same and they like the way it looks. Some people will alter their brow shape or the shading depending on how dramatic their makeup is, perhaps. Maybe they want to go with a bold brow and a nude lip, perhaps.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Potato Head. You get the angry brow you can put in there, or the happy surprise brow. Yeah.
Right? And you have the Botox brow. You always look pleasant and nonplussed.
Wow. I like being a guy.
Enjoy it, buddy.
Yeah.
Shu tried to act like he didn't know what it was, but everybody's texting in. It's Efferdent.
You
drop the dentures in overnight.
Okay.
So that they can clean. Here's a 781 text. Last night, I was out at the Nines with the girl I'm seeing, and a guy was bothering her when we were at the bar. I said something to him, and she ended up being mad at me.
Really?
Why?
Maybe she's someone who feels like she can handle herself, or maybe she doesn't like to stir the pot with other people. Maybe she just wants to ignore him. He'll stop. So people are.
She doesn't want a hardo who has to yell at every guy that is talking to her or something.
Some women love that, and they'll be like, "Why didn't you tell that guy to leave me alone? Ew, well, I'm leaving." But some women are like, "Dude, just let it go. Who cares? Like, just ignore him and he'll stop."
Maybe he wasn't really bothering her, and she actually
that was the game.
She actually liked the flirtatious manner in which he was talking to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. My neighbor is a smoke show and single. She flirts with me all the time. Is she just being a friendly neighbor, or does she want to hook up with me?
I think she wants you to come service her deck.
That's a typical guy, right?
It's right, because she says hi to him every day. Yeah, that she wants to D. I don't know. I mean, maybe she's into you, maybe she's not. It's kind of a tough call. Some people are just friendly. Like me, when I meet people, I usually hug people when I meet them. Not everyone's a hugger. I try to read that person and see whether or not they're receptive. Some people think that's great. They're like, how could you ever hug a person you don't know? I'm like, I don't know. Let's hug it out. I'm a friendly person. Let's do it.
Right.
Some people do like the two-finger, limp-wristed church cootie handshake when they meet people. So I don't know. Maybe it's just her personality.
My girl and I laugh about Ask a Swinger and the swinger stuff on this show. Does that mean that she might be down with it?
No.
No?
Sure.
No?
Like retweets do not equal endorsements.
Yeah.
Laughing or enjoying Ask a Swinger does not equal an endorsement of said lifestyle. I mean, you can bring it up.
Yeah.
You can even just bring it up in a lighthearted fashion. Be like, so would you ever be into that? Or like, I mean, what do you think? So like, for real, would you ever like want to contact that unicorn chick, or should I just stop talking about it? Or what do you think?
Pass the potatoes.
Here's a text. I'm a married guy, wear my ring, and women flirt with me when I am out in RDTF.
Means they want you to buy them drinks and they don't have to go home with you at the end of the night.
That's exactly what it is, unfortunately.
Most
for this
of the time.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're not into him. They just want, it's kind of fraud is what you're saying.
Basically. Because there's no threat. And then you get the married guy that decides that he's like Captain Serial Cheater. And he's like, yeah, so are we going back to your place or what? My wife has the kids and I told her I was on a business trip. And then you're like, oh, this did not go the way I planned.
All right, so it doesn't mean, unfortunately, what he hopes it means. All right, well, that's inside the warped female brain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.